X, Jason Deb, the Morning X. Fun guy tweets at Jason and Deb, says,
I'm a fun guy.
I guess you could say, Houston, we have a problem.
Nick already said that.
Yeah, maybe you didn't hear it, Felix, because I was talking at the same time and Nick did his sweet-ass joke, but yeah, he just did that one. Then I referenced a tweet that I hadn't read yet. Daphne tweets at Jason and Deb, says, you need to treat Nick right. Get off your high horse, Jason. Nick is the best part of the whole show. You are the reason this show goes to poop emoji most of the time with your arrogant ass. Hashtag Nick over Dick. Listen, Daphne, nobody has championed Nicholas Hajda. Nobody in the professional world more. Yeah. More than I have. What are you talking about?
What am I, just chop liver over here?
You are, I wouldn't call you liver, but I would call you somebody who's championed Nick less than I have.
No.
All right?
No.
He also
I made you take a pay cut he could have money.
I took no such pay cut. She didn't make me do anything.
I did, Nick. I made him.
Nick is so awesome because I molded him into this machine of radio greatness. All
I
right?
think he would be a lot happier and probably
when
lot,
he came in here at the
better.
Beginning was just flame throwing his jokes all over the place. I took his talent and I harnessed it into a now fan favorite. You're welcome.
See, all that sounds great. What happens is you did all that with Alex and then he quit your ass and then you were left with me and all of a sudden Nick's the greatest.
You were the greatest.
I'm all you have left.
You were the greatest
You're
then,
right.
too. No.
Uh-huh,
no.
Uh-huh,
look,
uh-huh,
I,
uh-huh.
yes.
You never appreciated me until Alex left.
I tried.
That's fine.
I still like, don't appreciate you.
Yeah, I know. I know.
That was a joke, all right? I clearly, nobody has ever appreciated you as much as I
God,
have.
You sound like Trump. You know that?
That's fine.
I'm the most appreciating there's ever
that's,
been.
That's,
I'm
that's
appreciating
fine.
You the biggest.
Now,
you know, the largest.
Was I used to go
the most appreciativist.
Into my yearly review with the boss, and he would tell me all these things with that Jason would say. He's nice. He defends you. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I was like, tell Jason it'd be nice to do that to my face. You can't get credit for supporting somebody when you never do it to their face.
And with Nick is there's a man down because I said a thing, a hurtful, mean thing to Nick. Well, and while it was true, I probably should not have. But it was just in response to true, mean things that he was saying to me. Here, fact. 2-1 mean things Nick says to Jason versus Jason says to Nick. All
Listen,
right?
2-1, your mean words carry bullets.
Well, it's not my fault. I'm better at mean words than him.
No, you just don't have
first
feelings.
First of all, you are not better at mean words
than
me.
He's very good at mean words. Okay. You just don't have feelings just that
whatever,
get hurt.
Whatever.
You only lash out to lash out.
Here's the problem. If I don't hold back, then you start you get your feelings hurt. You start lashing out, and it just ruins the show, like Daphne said. So I have to hold back, but you don't have those problems. Because you're a little child. You can't handle it. Oh, you
I'm the one.
The morgue, I had to put one of yours in the hospital
who
or whatever.
Behaves
it is.
Emotionally and at the detriment of the show. I'm the one who does that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your girlfriend.
That's not a show, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's reality. Saying ask your girlfriend is an emotional lashing out thing that you're doing. Nobody
you know
knows about that.
You know why? Because yesterday you couldn't have said that.
Oh, sounds like I triggered you. Sounds like I know how to get to you.
Or maybe I'm raising my voice for the benefit of good radio, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's all an act! All of this!
Yeah.
You got every single one of you!
Yeah.
You just got acted by Jason Dick.
Twister came and stole my double wide. Things ain't been quite the
Thanks,
same
Chuck.
Since my hound dog
Talk to you about
died.
Rat things later.
Oh God, I'm so
you're
alone.
Down with that.
Please, Devil,
I think we're
going
to. We might have to save it for another day as I feel like this is going to go
we'll
on
take
for a while.
Pictures.
We might have a Chuck v. Deb, who's the a-hole spoiler alert, Deb. Yeah.
Come on.
Here, I'll tell you what. Chuck wants to take a hammer to a living thing's head, and somehow Deb is still the a-hole here.
I am not.
Yeah. Here, look.
I just saw the preview for the tank on 911 Lone Star, Nick.
Nick, this is why we needed TV. So the tank can
No, I want to watch the immigration stuff.
The commercials.
I already missed Trump flying out on Air Force One that he shouldn't have done.
Nick, I'm going to say one thing, and then we can just put this whole hour of Discord to bed.
Sure.
Okay?
Just 1 hour.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Wow. You're welcome, because literally my first day we did a story about how you were the 19th rated DJ in Austin, Texas.
Oh, and you were the difference.
I'm just saying, since then.
The number you have
shut
dialed is
God
service.
Damn.
Phone don't lie.
The fingers you have used to dial.
Phone
are
don't
too
lie.
Fat.
Finger lie.
To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm
Look,
now.
What did I tell Alex on his last day?
get out, good riddance. You're
won't
dead
believe
to me.
How much money you've made
I
me.
I said I couldn't have gotten all this money without you. Yeah. Okay, don't act like I don't appreciate the efforts that the producers of this program have put forth.
You're just awful.
What do I do?
You say like that?
You guys just hate the truth, for the record,
because you don't understand us at all. Our relationship. I'm mad about the dinosaur butthole story. Okay, that's what has upset me. I don't give a crap about anything you say. You're worth. I don't even listen to you half the time.
Again, attention. You can't say b-hole. All right.
Sorry, I got emotional there.
I know you did.
My bad.
If you would just try and... Okay.
Does this happen in Miami?
Is that where your dragon's lair is?
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pirate Deb calls ship. A random business, a stranger.
I can't remember what it was.
I get him to say I love you. Can't tell him who she is or what's up. Brace
yourself. Dragons have cloacas?
Joe's, probably.
Joe's Pizza in Lazy, New York, New York.
Wait, we're in New York City?
West Village locals have depended on this counter service pizzeria for quick slices since 1975. Ask if they got no sauce pizza.
My God, we're all. We're
can help you.
Yo, hey, do you guys have any of that white pizza without the sauce?
Whoa, white pizza.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh,
we do.
Excellent. And it doesn't have meat on it, does it? I don't eat meat.
Yeah, it doesn't have any meat. This is just fresh mozzarella cheese and then. And ricotta cheese, that's it.
Oh, you are the bomb. That is so what I had a hankering for today. All right, I'll see you in a bit. I'm coming in for some.
All right.
Thanks, okay. Love you.
Bye-bye, no problem.
Love you. No! God damn it!
You got
that. That was
just who I expected to answer the phone, though. That was like, Joe's Pizza.
Is that the guy from the Family Guy
that's
clip?
That's so amazing.
Salad. How do you make a salad? First, you throw in the whole head of lettuce.
Even the hard-to-eat white part at the bottom?
That's what the people want.
That was that guy. That was him.
That's
call
him
back. Ask what's in their salad.
That was awesome.
I feel like we can't ever touch that again.
White pizza.
Yeah, it's got the no red sauce on it.
Is that what it's called?
White pizza.
I think it might actually be called that. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. But that one I had the other day was good, but upset my stomach a little.
Oh, what happened, man?
Very greasy. Very greasy.
Does that upset your stomach?
Okay, let me tell you. What the things that upset my stomach, Jason?
Grease is good.
Greasy.
All right? It's like if your engine's upset, you gotta grease the chassis.
Greasy food
makes everything run smoother.
Greasy food. So that encompasses all fried food and anything with warm cheese on it. That's all cheesy.
Doesn't upset my stomach. It's
fried.
It's upsetting
greasy.
Right now. You're talking about it and not just feeding it into me.
Doughy. If it's got too much dough stuff in it. If it's spicy. What else, Nick? What else can I not handle? If it makes you have gas, if it's like anything like broccoli or cauliflower, yep, I'm going to get a bloated stomach. What else?
Ice cream?
Oh, God, dairy. Yeah. Anything with ice cream or thick cream, whipped cream, custard. Yeah, smoothie, ice creams, I should say. I mean, like, what do they call them? What do you call those things that's a smoothie ice cream? Milkshake!
Oh. What do you call those things?
I haven't had a milkshake since I was a child. A child, I tell you.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
From Maryland ATX, tweets to Jason and Deb says, did Deb just have a quack, quack, wait, wrong bird moment, but with no... milkshakes?
You want to do that?
That was pretty good.
Tell me what a duck says.
Another $50 Kalahari Resort gift card could be yours coming up in just a moment.
It's time for America's newest favorite game show, Who's the Ass?
Who is he?
He's an
not
ass.
Not really that bad.
I'm the ass in the blonde's face, right? I'm the ass.
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
And now, here's your host, Jason Dick.
Who's the a-hole, Deb O'Keefe, who has been harboring a rodent in the studio for 3-4 months now? Five months?
Listen,
6 months?
The language here is very, very important. Harboring is not necessarily the word I would use, but then I can't even think of the word for milkshake.
You got the best words. Is it Deb, noted rodent harborer? Or let's welcome to the show our old friend, Waterloo Media MVP, Chuck, who wants to kill said rodent.
He said he's going to bring a hammer in here. And I said, there's no actual real proof that we do have a rodent. Now, do I have...
There's no proof.
Listen, I never saw a video of this rodent eating the Snickers, all right? There might be a half-eaten Snickers.
Yeah.
What could it be? Possibly
nibble,
Alfie
nibble.
Is getting in there, maybe?
No, Alfie don't go... Someone also chewed the bottom of my bag of granola, Chuck.
And ruined your cardigan there as well.
Yeah, someone peed on my cardigan. Mm. Yeah. That's someone or the other jocks came in here and did that. Possibly. Trying to get me in trouble.
I don't remember.
Would you put it past him?
Exactly when it was or why it was. Why was there a Snickers just thrown into the thing down there?
Well, one day.
By the way, white pizza lover Deb O'Keefe also was keeping a white Snickers under
It's an almond Snickers.
Not anymore.
Brown.
Oh, okay. You know what?
Not anymore.
The packaging is.
Oh, man. I thought I was going to be able to eat the other one because it's one of those double ones.
I remember.
But he started nibbling on the other one.
I don't know. He's getting fat on mayonnaise right now from Chick-fil-A.
He does like the little sauce packets.
I remember the day that Deb pulled
this
Snickers out of the cabinet and it had been like a rodent had clearly chewed through the packaging and eaten some of the Snickers. Know. And Deb goes, oh, my God, guys, I think we have a mouse. And then proceeded to put it back down there, put it back in the cabinet.
Well, you can't
so
starve
as
it.
To continue to sustain
was in there. It manifested itself because there was a void. There was some food and there was nothing consuming it. I clearly had abandoned that Snickers.
Yeah.
So when I found that the mouse was in, possibly.
Alleged
mouse. Mm-hmm. Or rodent or rat was in there. Yeah, I put it back and then Chuck came in the other day and I accidentally outed him. I ratted on myself, didn't I?
It came up because I overheard the guys next door talking about how some of their food had been eaten by a rat.
Oh.
So just this alleged
rat
is now spread.
That was the funniest part.
We do share a wall with the next door guys as
well. So this is how this happens. This is how this works, just so you know.
I'm being told off for
real,
guys.
You get one. Like, it starts with one, then you get two, and then you get 10, and then you get 100, and it's
then they run the building.
It's miserable. Like,
it's worse than the actual
management
we have.
And this is not Secrets of NIMH. This is not like where, you know, they get
smart. This is American Tale.
Not American Tale. It's not a cute mouse singing to the moon.
He's trying to go west.
No. This is a mouse.
He needs sustenance.
That is peeing on your stuff.
Somewhere out there is a chocolate
Snickers. Right.
Look, most of the stuff that I had down there is in packets. It's not like raw food just hanging out there.
The mouse has clearly proven he can defeat the packaging.
I want to know about this guy right here. I got Alfie in my hands and why he is not going to town on this mouse, on said mouse. Like, come on, Ratter, get
no
in there.
No good. See, that's okay.
Get in there.
My evidence, Your Honor. I'm presenting my case now. You presented this half-eaten Snickers, which could have been Nick. I'm not saying it was, but
it wouldn't be half-eaten.
Could have been a human trying to blame a mouse. My evidence, Your Honor.
Milkshake.
Alfie has got squirrel fever. All right, Alfie, squirrel. Where's the squirrel? Where's it gone? Look at him. Look
did
at those
not
ears.
React.
He did.
Did not move.
He did. Alfie, where's the squirrel? Look out there. Alfie, get
I'm
going to
go get the other
Alfie,
Labrador in the building, and I'm going to take care of this mouse problem really fast.
There's a squirrel in there. Go get it. Look. Here. Go get the squirrel.
Yeah, I don't think.
You have to call it a squirrel.
Are you trying to say that because Alfie is not activated, must mean that there are no
if
rodents?
If there was a rodent in here, he would be all over it.
Well, somebody chewed a hole in the bottom of your granola bag?
Who? Was it Nick? Was it Trevin?
My favorite part of like her outing herself was the idea that, so is there a is it our mouse or is it the next door mouse? I'm like, wait, there's a mouse? Oh, yeah. What are you talking about?
That was truly the best part. Chuck, you're the building manager or something like that?
Facility manager, heavy metal dude.
Chuck had to come in here now twice a week to fix the TV, because if the TV doesn't work, Deb has to focus on our radio show, which is too painful for her to divert all of her attention.
It's a very, very important day today, and I was very grateful that Chuck managed to fix our TV. It's not his fault. There's equipment issues.
But yeah,
Don't make me tell you what Nick told me it was because of.
Chuck did not come in here to investigate a mouse situation, right. And Deb just volunteered this information to him.
Why did I?
And now
I'm on the ladder fixing something else, and now you're going to cause me to kill a small animal.
Yeah. No, let's do a humane trap. How about if I get a humane trap, will you just set him free?
You, Deb O'Keefe, you signed that mouse's death warrant, okay?
You ordered the code dead.
No.
You might as well flip the switch on the mouse electric chair.
No. Right? Okay, seriously.
I'm
going
to send him out to a field. We're going to take care of him. He's going to be,
can you keep this other half of the Snickers that he can take with him?
I will take that and I will save that for him and I will send him off with it's going to be great.
Guys.
Going to be
there's something about Chuck's tone that is making it slightly unbelievable that this is going to happen the way he says.
No.
How
no.
about if I come back later on today? Look, I got to go to Ramrock at 12 o'clock, okay? So I'm going to be zooming by the station. How about I just pop on in here with a humane trap, put some of my Snickers in it, we catch that little fella, and I take him home. Hmm. I got a small zoo going on.
Do you want the other 10 that are here with him? Because there's probably a whole family of them that are here.
I'll take two. Would that be all right? And then I'll set the rest free.
Okay.
That'd be okay?
Hmm.
Chuck, is there any chance that it's actually a raccoon that is in there?
Have you seen the raccoons around here? They're bigger than Alfie.
Yeah.
Do we have raccoons?
I hand feed the raccoons at my house.
It's the breakfast tacos. They get a couple of leftovers, wind up in the trash, and next thing you know, the raccoons.
So you mean the raccoons that we're going to kill them too? Because thanks, Rudy, you don't bring tacos anymore. We're killing all of the rodents around the radio station.
Raccoons. That's why they're going after you. That's why the rats are going after your food now.
Because of no tacos.
Taco shortage. Tweet at us at Jason and Deb. Who's the a-hole? Is it Chuck who's trying to
kill this mouse?
Who's trying to eradicate an entire mouse population from Waterloo Media? Or
look,
Deb?
There's food over there. It's not mine.
Known rodent harborer.
That's not my food over there.
At Jason and Deb. Thanks, Chuck.
Back to the Morning X with Jason and Deb.
101X, Jason and Deb with $50 Kalahari Resort gift card coming up in just a moment. Zach from New Braunfels tweets at Jason and Deb, says there's a rat in the house. Yeah, I said a rat in the house. Deb's the a-hole. Didn't Katie become a rat-bashing expert, Charlie Kelly style, when she had rats in her apartment? Time to call her back. You got a new job duty for her.
Not only that, she killed a rat right here at the radio station.
Frog.
That's what Romero followed up. Saying, yeah, Katie should be called in to handle this. She has rat and frog murder on her resume. To be fair, I feel like it was a frog manslaughter. Frog slaughter?
Frog slaughter,
can you manslaughter a frog?
She didn't intend to do it.
Yeah, but her reckless behavior did lead to the demise of one frog.
Yeah.
And so.
And she did go rat bashing in her apartment.
Right. Let's see here. No follow-up says Chuck is the a-hole for not going more metal and wanting to take down that mouse with a chainsaw.
Look, we don't know what's going to happen to this studio when we leave.
I want him to just drive them away using metal. Like, he just somehow plays it, and the frequencies just...
Right.
It's then, like the opposite of the Pied Piper.
Yeah, but then they end up liking it, and so now he's got this whole little metal army of mice.
But they headbang.
The hands up, throwing the horns. Yeah.
I don't know why we can't just adopt them.
Chuck is... he might be the smartest guy I've ever met. And, like, anytime there's a problem...
Oh, I thought
like,
that was you.
Chuck knows... No. I haven't met myself if I ever have the pleasure, I'm sure.
But not even when you co-host with yourself?
Chuck's very smart. Anytime I'm like, hey, this is broken, it'll never work again, Chuck just
jiggers
around on it, and then, he's got it fixed. I know. I kind of brought it up as a joke, Chuck, but put it at the top of your action item list. Stop whatever you're working on. The building doesn't need to be painted. Make a mouse electric chair, okay? I know you have the capabilities.
You're just
worst. A tiny little...
Just the worst.
You put it over his little mouse head.
Why would you want to do that? They don't even do that to people anymore.
I want the whole room where like there's like a mouse, like a minister that comes and prays
And you then
there's
like
a little one of those glass windows.
His mouse
other
family
mouse.
Is on the other side
the
there.
The victims on the side.
They
like,
all turn away, except for the daughter that he abused who just looks into his eyes.
Jesus!
Like, do you have any last words?
You guys are twisted. Twisted. I am going to go to Tomlinson's. I'm going to get a humane trap. I'm going to come back up here and I'm going to put it in the rat house or mouse house. I think it's a mouse because it's not very big in there. Only teeny little chews that's gone through chewing stuff. Tell you what though, Jason, when you look at the stand, Chuck bought me this 3-tiered little rolly stand to put my food items on there. It's not just my food items, it's other things I found in the studio
as well.
Those
are my Pringles. I'm going to eat them Pringles.
That's a lot of stuff.
As soon as I get ready to get fat again. Yeah. That's a lot of
When you're done, you should wheel this into the office and go through the old cabinet that has still some stuff in there.
Really?
Yeah.
There's old food
like
items
edible
in there?
Stuff?
Yeah.
Well, maybe the mouse started in there.
It's like half of your best breakfast ever.
Really? More best breakfast ever?
It's also 3 years old.
It's fine. That stuff don't go off. It's fine. You could eat that at the end of the apocalypse. You'd be just fine.
In the commercial break, had the Snickers that the mouse has half eaten and said, I don't want to throw this away, guys.
But he really likes it.
You got some hoarder potential because Deb also found an apple from 2016 and was should we keep it?
The science. I've kept it. It's in there. It's a science experiment.
God. Well, why? She did concede by throwing away two oranges.
Yeah.
That were awesome there. So,
you know,
that
I was working on those. Yeah. Does Chuck know about my secret experiments in here?
Well, you're the one who tells him. That's the most hilarious part. Chuck, would have never been wise to the rat situation. How did it happen?
I can't remember.
He was in here fixing the TV on the ladder, and she literally says, "Hey, Chuck, look at this Snickers bar that I've been feeding to the rats." Like, it wasn't. Yeah.
I didn't say those words. I did not say those words.
This is why we can't tell you secrets, all right? You out yourself.
Very similar.
Because I am not feeding, and it's a mouse, not a rat. I'm not feeding said rodent. He was just snacking on my Snickers, and I was in appreciation because Snickers is my favorite chocolate bar. It's clearly the leading chocolate bar, and the mouse agrees.
Tweets from 30 minutes ago. I asked Massey, "What's up with Houston? Is everything all right?" And he says, "Y'all know I'm a college ball guy, but Houston's Big Three pro organizations are currently only competitive in the field of who can be the most disastrous, poorly run teams. At least we got fire yoga studios, and I'm currently training to be a teacher. Namaste, homies."
Okay, Massey, you got your master's degree, and you're civil engineer. Something, you are to have a smart man's job. Why are you going off and getting a second job?
Massey,
cool though.
Good job, buddy. But listen, I once lost somebody to yoga, and I'm just worried about you, my man, all right?
He's fine.
They take normal members of society, and then they get them all yoga'd out.
Says the guy who's been obsessed with pizza since before he could even talk.
I'm just saying, Massey, if you call me someday on the top of a mountain asking for $500 so you can buy a mood ring...
It was a moonstone.
A mood stone.
Moon.
Moon.
Stone.
Moonstone.
God, Jason.
Whatever it was. I'm going to have to tell you no, okay?
You could have changed the direction of her life, but you chose not to. And now we haven't seen her since.
I just held.
No, the moonstone.
Yeah. I held her. Oh, I could have changed the direction of her life.
She just needed that.
You know, I've told you before, I always wonder, did I drive her crazy?
Yes, I'm like, I watched it.
No.
Happen in real time.
I held her back from crazy for an extra 18 months, okay?
Mm-mm.
And yeah.
You drove her to the edge.
I held her.
She was headbanging the walls at night because she couldn't stand you.
A $50 Kalahari Resort gift card could be yours right now. 512-835-1015. Does Deb know stuff about football?
I don't got time for that. I got to get back to my mouse hole and organize it before Chuck gets in here and throws all my precious stuff away.
835-1015. Good luck on the phone.
Here's more Jason and Deb.
101X.
Jason and Deb with a $50 Kalahari Resort gift card to give away. Go.
Does Deb know stuff about football? What the hell does she know about football? Let's get this over with quick.
Does Deb know stuff?
Probably not.
Our contestant, hi, Jimmy.
Hi there.
Jimmy, what up? We're going to ask Deb three football trivia questions. You just tell me, does Deb know the answer? Get two out of three, and we're going to hook up $50 to spend at Kalahari Resorts. All right, buddy?
Okay.
All guys, right. Mouse likes hot sauce. Right? That one has just been sucked dry, and this one's gone hard. I don't know what's going on with that stuff. I found a lot of interesting things in the cupboard. There's a Bon Jovi album on cassette tape.
You really do got a lot of hoarder tendencies.
It's not me. This is show stuff that gets sent to us that everybody just like leaves over here. So I put in there.
I have never taken out anything from that cabinet.
No, you just leave. Oh my God, I must swore so badly then. You always leave things right here. And I don't know what to do with them. Like, look, those mum jeans.
Why are they
over there?
Truth serum. Who's more of a leaver of things, Jason or Deb?
Pass.
Yeah, you weak ass bitch, living in fear.
Like, I just there's nothing in those cabinets that I think should not just go straight into the trash. Like, that's all.
What about this?
We should just relabel the cabinet the trash. Like,
what
that's
about this guy? This is the Halloween candy bowl.
Oh, who brought that in?
I brought it in to show you that we could scare Alfie with it. Uh-huh.
And then you left it here, huh?
It's Halloween.
We gotta stop f***ing around here, okay?
Look at this.
Alfie did not like this.
This is not good radio!
Okay.
I told you it was fun.
Football pizza trivia. Football pizza trivia today. Lots of important
football pizza
discussions today. Did you see that Buffalo pizza?
They had one at Whole Foods.
Somebody in the no, not like Buffalo chicken pizza. The people of Buffalo, New York, some pizzeria made a pizza in the shape of the Bills logo.
Oh,
which is just like a big Buffalo silhouette. So yeah, it's there's a Buffalo shaped pizza.
Hmm. Do they use Buffalo mozzarella? It's a type of cheese. Do you get it?
How funny.
All right.
Sorry, you just don't get food jokes.
Sorry. Here we go. Who became the NFL's official pizza sponsor after Papa John's ended its sponsorship deal? Didn't the NFL end it with Papa John? Or, no, Papa John's pulled out because they were like tired of everybody kneeling, right? Yep. Racist ass Papa. Okay, who became the new official pizza of the NFL? Is it A, Domino's, B, Pizza Hut, C, Little Caesars, or D, trick question, Papa John's came back after dumping the actual Papa John? Do you think Deb knows the answer? Jimmy?
No.
No.
I think they came back after dumping John himself. They get out, you white supremacist.
D is your answer?
Yes. Oh. No?
Was that John whoever
John
guy?
John Schlesinger.
Was he a white supremacist?
That I don't know. Sorry if I labeled you libelous. That, John.
I think he said the N-word in a conference call or investor call. But he was doing it.
He was explaining why you shouldn't say,
yeah,
say the N-word.
Something like that. Right.
Okay, sure.
Jimmy, well played. You got that correct. Get one more, and you're going to score the $50 to spend at Kalahari. I bet they have pizza there. What kind of pizza-related incident did former Lions receiver Nate Burleson once famously get into? A famous pizza incident. Is it A, he wrecked his car trying to save his pizza from sliding off of the car seat? B, he tore his Achilles after slipping on an old pizza box. C, he retired after investing in LeBron James's Blaze Pizza franchises. Or D, he got yelled at by his coach for attracting rats by keeping old pizza boxes in his locker. Do you think Deb knows the pizza incident, Jimmy?
It's going to be another no.
D seems to be getting a little personal. All right, I'm pretty sure someone else slipped on a fast food wrapper and put their hand through their TV. The pizza franchise thing? I don't know about that. But the pizza sliding off the yeah, that one. A.
Is correct. He broke his arm, right?
In the net.
I think so, yeah.
The pizza was sliding off of his off of the passenger seat, and he reached over to save it, swerved, hit the median, and somehow broke his arm.
Dummy. Yeah.
Brandon Marshall was the guy that put he slipped on a McDonald's wrapper. Yeah. But then it turns out it was like some sort of domestic thing.
Yeah.
But then he got help, and now he's fine.
Yeah. It was all for the best. All. Mm-hmm. Hey, speaking of bone breaks, did you watch 60 Minutes last week, Alex Smith? You guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
Alex Smith broke his leg in half. One of those like real bad spiral fracture. He's about to win the NFL's comeback player of the year.
You would love his story.
Because apparently Ben Roethlisberger doesn't exist. God,
that guy looks old.
They thought Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, he looks like he's 50.
Yeah. It's a real passing of the torch sort of offseason because we're getting rid of quarterbacks left and right. I think just this morning, Philip Rivers announced that's it for him.
Really?
Yeah. He's going to focus on coaching Alabama high school football and seeing if he can still can make more babies. Ugh. Good luck to you, Philip. Rock that bolo time. But yeah, I think Roethlisberger's out. Breeze is out. But Alex Smith somehow in despite he had a spiral fracture. He had to have like 20 surgeries. He had a bunch of infections. They told him it was possible he was going to lose his leg.
Gah!
And 60 Minutes on Sunday night, not only showed me, without warning me,
nice.
the crooked-ass leg when it happened. You know who did it? You know who did it?
Who?
American hero J.J. Watt.
Ooh,
okay? But
put that on his stats.
You see his crooked-ass limp just swinging leg there. But they show you in the rehab process, his actual leg, holy F, it's a mess.
Do they have the pins and stuff in it?
It doesn't look like
are you talking about like after it's been healed
and
everything?
Yeah. Skin grafts and like they took part of his quad muscle and stuck it in there.
Into his calf?
You remember that? Remember that heroic woman who was hit by the drunk driver and like
burnt
her whole face? He's got her for a leg.
Wow, you are a terrible human being.
That's not funny.
I hope that haunts you in your dreams.
I'm just saying.
I hope you wake up in the middle of the night thinking about that.
Give me a little heads up about, hey, we're about to show you this.
You're such a wimp.
Gross ass leg.
Such a wimp.
Okay. Wow. Man, I just didn't look like a leg, man.
I'm the a-hole because I've got a little mouse living in the cupboard.
Where are we? Oh, yeah, we need one more. Here we go. Which former Dallas Cowboys player starred in the Papa John's commercial where Jerry Jones raps about pizza.
When I'm at Cowboys Stadium or sitting at home, and I hear
is it A, Dez Bryant, B, Pac-Man Jones, C, Martellus Bennett, or D, Jason Witten? Do you think Deb knows the answer? Jimmy?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't. You're playing it right, buddy. And a 2 liter Pepsi. People are swapping because
there's no better value. Never made it. My ride.
Cowboys five star his name for
$10.99. Yeah, I thought he was gonna say it as well.
Did he say swallowing Pepsi in there? What was the Pepsi line?
What I get is like a Papa John's Pepsi, double threat. Get a Papa John's large with up to 5 toppings and a 2 liter Pepsi. People are swapping because there's no better value. You'll catch my ride. Now, boys, 5 star combo.
Papa John's pizza with up to 5 toppings and a 2 liter Pepsi that people are swallowing?
Mm-hmm.
Just sounds weird to hear you say swallow.
Look, his lyrics are not the best, but his you know, he handles the beat and does all that stuff.
Who's number? Who's A?
Dez Bryant.
That one.
Dez Bryant is incorrect. It's your boy, Martellus Bennett.
Marcellus Wallace?
Marty Bennett. Getting them Papa John's dollars.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Still?
Jimmy, you did it. Said no 3 times. I usually award the thing. $50 Kalahari Resort gift card is yours, my friend.
It's Jason and Deb on 101X.